Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I'm a spiritual advisor and mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from downtown Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of May 1st, 2022. How did this happen? How did we get to May so quickly? Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And happy May Day, also known as Beltane. And Beltane is one of the four main fire festivals on the pagan holiday wheel. So during this time, the veil between the worlds is incredibly thin, very similar to how it is at Halloween. And that makes it easier to interact with the spirit realm. Beltane is all about honoring the light half of the year and appreciating all the positivity and warm sun and the abundance of the earth's blessings during the warmer half of the year. Beltane marks the time that springtime is at its peak. And this is also the time that the fairies and all the nature spirits begin to reawaken. Fairies manifest during pivotal times of life and are connected with fated events, which of course goes right along with all the eclipse energy that we're experiencing. So yesterday, Saturday the 30th, was the new moon solar eclipse in Taurus, and we are still very much in that energy. And last week we talked about how eclipses activate our soul contract and they bring fated events that help us get to the next chapter of our spiritual evolution. They always put us where we need to be, even if it doesn't feel like it at first. Eclipses can accelerate our timeline, bringing forward things that are ultimately inevitable. Things can happen quickly under an eclipse, and that is especially true with this one because Uranus, the planet known for surprises and unexpected changes, is active during this eclipse. And we're going to be in this eclipse energy for the next 30 days. Also in May, there is a Mercury retrograde on the 10th. There is another lunar eclipse, and Gemini season, which is also known as party season, starts. But before we start stressing out about that Mercury retrograde, let's know that May also brings positive blessings in both love and work, and all the wonderful, unexpected, fated events of the eclipses. So let's talk about our love lives for a bit. This new moon and the solar eclipse are here to resuscitate our romantic lives. Because this new moon is happening when Venus is hanging out with Jupiter in Pisces, it's giving off extremely souped up romantic energy. You're going to feel your heart open up a bit more than usual and have a serious urge to fully embrace everything you've got going on in the love department. You may feel much more connected and intimate with your partner. And if you're single, you're suddenly going to come across plenty of people who are ready, willing, and able to be in a relationship. This also means falling in love with your life, falling in love with your home, falling in love with your work, with your body, with yourself. Whatever you don't love about yourself and your life, this is the time to change it. This new moon and the solar eclipse will make you crave more stability in your life too. Because there's so much change in the air, especially with all the unexpected events and the sudden realizations, it makes things feel really unstable. And once you start to look for more stability in your life, you'll realize how stressed out the lack of it can make you feel. So do your best to make things feel more secure right now. That includes feeling secure with your finances. This is the perfect time to start saving more money. And it doesn't matter how much you save or where you put it, if it's in a savings or retirement account or just even a jar in the kitchen. When you save, you are putting out the energy that you are taking care of your money. And we know if you take care of your money, it takes care of you. So the simple act of saving is empowering if we do it from a place of abundance. We're not saving because we're going to need it in the future when the bottom drops out. No, we're saving because it helps us feel stable. Helps us feel secure, empowered. We're giving our future self options. So if you find yourself feeling unsettled this month, which is pretty likely for all of us with all the sudden changes, Because this eclipse is happening in Taurus, anything that is Taurus related will help you feel much better. So Taurus loves the earth. So go outside, take a walk, work in the garden, have a picnic, lay in a hammock, put fresh flowers in your home. Taurus loves beauty. Spruce up your home. Get some new pillows or candles. Piddle around the house. Taurus loves comfort and luxury. So spend time in a snuggly bathrobe. Put some fresh sheets on your bed and fresh flowers next to it. Spend another minute or two just standing in the shower, enjoying how great that the hot water feels. Taurus also rules the neck. So this would be a good time to get a massage and maybe put one of those neck wraps that you can heat up on the in the microwave, put one of those on. In other words, slow down and enjoy the simple pleasures of life. We balance out all that fast-paced, unsettled, changing energy by slowing the fuck down. So let's talk about balance for a minute. We talk about balance all the time, but what does that even really mean? Simply, balance is the state of being where you feel your best. I think of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. There's one bowl of porridge is too hot, one is too cold, and one is just right. Balance is getting to the just right. And when we're in balance, we feel our best. We feel the most alive. We attract good stuff. And balance is different for each person and different for you at different times of your life too. So we hear a lot about the work-life balance. And that's simply the amount of time that you spend working is just right. You're not over or under working. And the work-life balance is different for every person. One person might feel the best working 10 hours a day, while another feels the best working 3 hours or maybe none. We talk about balanced diets. This is simply the diet that you're eating that makes you feel the best. Some people feel best eating mostly veggies, others it could be mostly meat. For me, balanced eating is eating healthy most of the time with some occasional treats, mostly in the form of Swedish fish. So balanced budgets are simply budgets that make you feel the best. If you're saving every cent, maybe you're missing opportunities to spend that money and enjoy it now. And if you're spending everything, then you may not be enjoying the security and empowerment that saving money brings. So everything we do spiritually is also to bring us more into balance. Meditation practice, you know, balances out all the thinking that we do with being and not thinking. I am statements balance out unhelpful thoughts with more helpful thoughts. So this month, we're balancing all the activity and the change in the air with just time to enjoy the wonders of nature and just being alive. So my life and my podcast are an exercise in balance. Weekly, I talk about what to help stay in balance on the podcast. And my business and how I'm running it are also a practice in balance for me. I can grow a business. I spend a whole big chunk of my life growing businesses. But how do you, as a self-employed person, get to just the exact right work-money balance? If you spend too much time growing your business, you attract too much business. If you spend too little time growing it, maybe you're not in balance financially. So my job is giving me the opportunity to really practice balance. I need to stay in balance in all ways to be able to do my job. I have to be just right before I can help others feel their best. And again, balance is different for each person. Some people feel best with a super organized home. Others feel best with their stuff around. The key is to know yourself. Know what makes you feel the best and then give it to yourself. So I had a client this week that came to this lifetime to fully live, to take risks, to go for it, to live a big life. And she's at a point of changing jobs and going for a life, going for the big life. Now, others might feel best staying in a very stable job for 30 years, but that's not what her soul wants and what she came to experience this lifetime. So we can beat ourselves up that we're not listening to what society is telling us we need to do to be smart people. But wouldn't you rather be a person that feels alive, that gets the end of your life and knows yourself and knows what's best for you and fully went for it? The bottom line is that it's all about balance so that you can fully enjoy your life. Okay, one more thing before we end. Over the next week, we have the two positive planets, Venus and Jupiter. They begin a new cycle when they enter the fire sign of Aries on the 10th and the 2nd. So this is the beginning of a four-month period in which we're going to feel confident and inspired to go after our goals. We're going to feel more like ourselves than we have in a long, long time, maybe ever. It'll feel like we're awakening from the dream of the past couple of years, and we are ready to kick butt and take names, going toward what we want. Totally empowering energy. It feels so good. So May is a very active month with lots of forward movement, even with that Mercury retrograde. Some of it is unexpected, but all of it is getting us to where we are meant to be. We're going to feel empowered and unstoppable and full of confidence to go after what we want. It's a lot. It's exciting and it's a lot. So keep yourself in balance by spending some time in nature, giving yourself luxury time, having fresh flowers and candles around, and slowing down. The fabulous thing about May, though, is that we are stepping into the next version of ourselves. At the end of May, we're going to be light years ahead of where we are today and on our path. Everything is aligning for us this month to make huge forward progress in our lives. And that's pretty much it for the week. So quick shout out to the listeners in Switzerland. We made the Apple charts there, so that's fun. I'm staying in balance by taking a couple of weeks off this month. So please be sure to book your appointments now so that you can get in when you want to. And as always, thank you for listening and passing this podcast on to friends you think might enjoy it. The number one way podcasts grow is by word of mouth, so I appreciate you spreading the word. Have a fabulous week. Enjoy just being alive. Enjoy this great time that we are experiencing right now. Even if it could be, you know, some sudden changes and unexpected things, it's still great to be alive. We are here. Have a great week. I'll talk to you again next week.